It is Sunday, April 28th, 2024 at 3:46 p.m. Recently, Fox News tweeted out the following. Watch, far-left Representative Ilhan Omar and her daughter, who was arrested for rioting, embrace anti-Israel agitators at Columbia University's encampment amid nationwide campus takeovers. The squad member laughs unhinged, mobs for their, quote, bravery and courage as chaos reigns. And that's the quote. There's a link to a video. It's about 27 seconds long. Ilhan Omar with the daughter. She's shaking hands, taking selfies with the student protesters, agitators, all that stuff. You can bet there are paid agitators in the crowd as well. I thought it was interesting. Apparently, she also took a photo somewhere with this guy, this Kaimani James, who organized the Columbia protest. Very interesting. Apparently, and I was watching the video from this guy, Kaimani. I had just mentioned him in my previous podcast. He is he's the one that organized the protest at Columbia, apparently, and he's an outgoing queer black man. And he says that people are coming after him because he's black and he's queer, right? But he basically said that he doesn't have any problem or wouldn't have a problem killing, Zionists, right? Zionists must be killed. And so it's one way of saying, I think for these folks, saying Jews without saying it. Now, I can make a fundamental difference between things here, but look, I'll say this myself. If you've listened to my podcast for any length of time, you know that I am anti-globalist. I don't like globalists. I don't agree with anyone that thinks that one world government is the way to go, and we need to do whatever we can to have a beautiful, egalitarian, utopian one-world government system where we have one group of people or one person ruling over the world. That is the Antichrist system. I don't agree with that. Do I think that globalists should be murdered? They should all be killed because they are useless? No. I think that there are people that may be globalists or globalist sympathizers that have that lean toward that direction that can always come to their senses and be like, I don't agree with that. Right. But this guy, this Kaimani, this goofy Kaimani guy, super high voice, by the way, he could have been a, first tenor in the traveling choir here. He just came out and said, I would have no problem. Thank the Lord. I haven't murdered anyone yet. But I would not have a problem with that. People had no problems. We had no problem killing Adolf Hitler back in the day. I'm not right. So now starts getting into dehumanizing people, right? Taking away their personhood. And so back to Ilhan Omar, she is a member of the squad, along with Rashida Tlaib, Alana Presley, and AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And look, they never found a good, identity politics protest or demographic protest that they didn't like. So this is another way to get your face out there. I'm down with the cause. I support the latest thing. All that stuff right now, supporting Hamas under the guise of supporting, free Palestine, that's pretty sexy stuff. Let's just face it. If you're a college student and you're pro, quote, free Palestine, from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free, all that stuff, well, you're the stuff. And even really, chance of death to Israel, I think that's growing in popularity. And probably death to America right after that as well. Maybe it's more of a progressive way of thinking, though. You gotta start out small, baby steps, until you get full communist, fully, until you get that full demonic possession type of thing going. You gotta work your way up to it. So anyway, I promised I was going to mention this. Once again, I hope we realize who our real enemies are. I know people want to shout evil colonizers this, evil colonizers that. It's all the Jews are the problem. We just need to get rid of all the Jews and that'll fix the world's problems. Not going to happen. Okay. Once again, the Prince of Darkness, we all know his name, the evil one, the devil. He is in control of these things. He is manipulating things for his, and he's doing a smashing job. Let me tell you, he's killing it right now. Literally, divide and conquer. And it's weird how I can see what's happening. But a lot of people don't want to see it. They don't see it because they don't want to see it. That's it. So it's, once again, now it's going to be, you're pro-vaccine or you're against us, right? You're a fascist or a Nazi. You're in favor of us tearing down these statues, or you're a Nazi. You're in favor of, Hamas and Palestine and going back to Sharia law, or you're a fascist Nazi. I mean, it's always, you always have these sort of left-right paradigm things in the Hegelian dialectic, and you're either one or the other, right? That's it. There's no middle ground. Right? There's no room for compromise, right? You either vote for Biden or you're a Nazi, right? Stuff like that. You ain't black if you don't vote for him. So anyway, this is what's going on. I am heartened. I am glad to see that Ilhan Omar is out there front and center. I think that the rest of, quote unquote, the squad needs to go out there as well. That they all need to get out there. All the Democrats, Chuck Schumer, all of them, get out there. Show your support for the protests, for the pro-Hamas, the pro-Palestinian protests. It's going to work out great for you. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. Take care. God bless. And remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Good day.